Letters to Daniel, Volume 1. Letter 4-5. Demons and Discernment at Denny's. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011. In the 12th month, on the 6th day of the 12th month.
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for
be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
Washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you.
Such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness.
Was a time for change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers. Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank. When the blitzkrieg raged and the bodies stank. Pleased to meet you.
But I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly.
You is the nature of my game. Ah, yeah. Oh, you get my name. Yeah. But what puzzling you is the nature of my game.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, having done all to stand. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you.
All right.
Then a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, "Thus, with violence, the great city Babylon shall be thrown down and shall not be found any more. The sound of harpists, musicians, flutists, and trumpeters shall not be heard in you any more. No craftsman of any craft shall be found in you any more, and the sound of a millstone shall not be heard in you any more."
Dear Dan, two of the many events that occurred at Denny's require some documentation. The first event happened over a two-day period. A friend and brother, CB8, had recently arrived in town from Colorado. He had hitched a ride with another guy, a young man in his early 20s, who he referred to as Thumper. They were at Denny's having coffee. As usual, I stopped at Denny's on my way to work for coffee and joined CB8 and Thumper at their table. We talked for a while, and then I left for work. The next day, I stopped at Denny's for dinner after work. I took a table that I like that is in a quiet corner. Shortly after, in walked CB8 and Thumper. I waved at them to come over and sit down, which they did, CB8 on the bench opposite of mine, and Thumper next to me. Over the next 30 minutes while I ate, Thumper began to talk about himself. I don't remember all that he said, but it had to do with Nazis and killing Jews. I thought, that's a strange topic to bring up out of nowhere. He went on with various subjects like that, and I knew something was going on, not much different than what had taken place with CB9, see letter 31A. As the spiritual tension rose at the table, I began to speak in tongues. Thumper mentioned that he saw a club of wood come out of nowhere and strike him. The young man then translated my tongues, saying something about Satan kicking stones. At that point, I suggested to the young man that we go outside for a smoke. We went out to my truck, and I lowered the tailgate to make a bench to sit on. Thumper ranted some more. Then the Holy Spirit filled me with his word and caused me to say to Thumper and his comrades, "You are bound, you are bound, you are bound." Of course, Thumper wanted to believe that he was the one who instigated his being bound by the Lord, so he said, "I have sworn an oath to do no more harm." I looked at the young man, closed the tailgate on my truck, and said, "Case closed." Then we went back inside, and I was able to finish my dinner in peace. I have not seen the young man since, but afterwards it was confirmed that Thumper was a demon, one of three that inhabited the young man. And the club of wood he saw? That was a Louisville slugger wielded by Maya. She likes baseball and used her favorite bat to stun the demons long enough to allow the young man to act on his own volition, join me outside for a smoke, and receive the beginning of his deliverance. See footnote. Another thing that happened at Denny's was this. I was there having my usual meal of classic burger, fries, and coffee at the counter in the smoking section. Sitting next to me was a man, CB14, who was friends with my friend, CB1, and also a Vietnam veteran. He had become an investment banker post-war and knew all about investing in foreign currencies. We knew each other well enough to be on a first-name basis. He had been raised Catholic, and so sometimes we discussed religion. During our conversation on that particular day, he began to say something weird. He said, "Well, you have to give Lucifer his due." I was a little taken aback, and I informed him that Lucifer had lost his name when he rebelled, and now he was called Satan. But CB14 kept insisting that Lucifer deserved some credit. On a different day, at the same spot at the counter, CB14 and I were talking, and I told him that I had the gift of discernment of spirits. He responded with this statement, "If you had discernment of spirits, you would know with whom you speak." I didn't respond to that, but the very statement reveals what was there: arrogance and pride, to name at least two evil spirits. As I write this, the thought occurs to me that it may very well have been Satan himself speaking through CB14 on both occasions. To me, that's not really important. What is important is that I hear the Lord and do what he says. If he doesn't say to do anything, then I go about my preassigned tasks of loving my wife and going to work. It's that simple. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus. Footnote: the kingdom suffers violence, and the violent take it by force.
Oh, my job keeps getting easier as time keeps slipping away. I can imitate the brightest light and make your night look just like day. I put some truth in every lie, tickle itching ears. You know I'm drawing people just like flies, cause they like what they hear. I'm gaining power by the hour, they're falling by the score. You know it's getting very simple now, since no one believes in me anymore. Oh, heaven's just a state of mind, my books read on your shelf. Spells, they get their fortunes read. You know, they heard the truth but turned away, and they followed me instead. I used to have to sneak around, but now they just open their doors. You know, no one's watching for my tricks, since no one believes in me anymore. Everyone likes a winner, with my help, you're guaranteed to win. Sinner, no, you've got the truth within, and as your life slips by, you'll believe the lie that you did it on your own. But don't worry, I'll be there to help you share.